producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, it is Friday. We are going to close out the week coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on this Friday. This is Lock and Load. Second hour, we're going to be joined by Bob Owens. And we're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. But Monday on the show, Cody Wilson will be joining us. The ghost gunner himself will be joining us. We're going to talk about what he's done, what he's doing, and what may be coming up. Tuesday on the show, we're going to be joined by Samuel Hayes III. Samuel runs a rather unique training facility for firearms in metropolitan Atlanta. And he trains his people to deal with that environment, a metropolitan area, which I'm not really, I don't know how many actual firearms schools or training facilities exist in metropolitan areas, and we're going to talk about that. That's coming up Tuesday. Yesterday we talked, or was it yesterday? Maybe it was the day before. I don't remember. We've talked about this FBI report that's come out about mass shootings. Now, that's not the entire study. If you couple that with findings from the CDC, if you take a look at that versus crime statistics from the FBI, find out that crime is not the main cause of death here in the United States. September 24th, they released a study showing there were 64 incidents of mass killings for the years 2000 through 2013. The gunmen in these incidents took the lives of 418 people. Now, Breitbart News reported that the New York Times and AP jumped all over the study, which produced headlines about how mass shootings are on the rise and crafting stories that revolved around the attacks at Sandy Hook Elementary and the Aurora movie theater. That 418 people who were killed over a 14-year period works out to an average of 29.8 persons a year, which is 29.8 persons more than we need to have, but it is not an epidemic. As a Second Amendment advocate and as a human being, I don't want to see people die in a tragedy, no matter what sort of tragedy it is. But the focus by the mainstream media on the mass killings to the detriment of other news, where hundreds or even thousands more lives were lost, is a little telling. It's based upon their anti-gun agenda. As an example, the CDC bicycle-related injury report for 2010 shows that almost twice as many people died on bicycles in that one year than were killed in mass shootings during the 14 years studied by the FBI. Thus, while there were 418 deaths in mass shootings in 14 years, from 2000 to 2013, there were 800 deaths by bicycle in 2010 alone. Moreover, there was an estimated 515,000 emergency department visits due to bicycle accidents. Also from the CDC for 2010, there were 26,009 deaths from falling in that year alone. So, 26,009 people died from falling from ladders and counters and roofs and mountains and You name it. 29.8 deaths a year for 14 years for mass shootings versus 26,009 in 1 year from falling. This isn't surprising that they would take this study and conflate the data and blow up the data, zoom in on the data, if you will, and not tell you about the rest of the stuff. Because bicycles have utility, don't you see? They have utility. They can transport you from somewhere. You can use them as an exercise apparatus. All guns are good for is killing people. Except they don't ever, for some reason, whenever these guys get out there and jump on this kind of stuff, they never take the time to go out. Because first they probably have to leave New York City. That's not good for them. But what they ought to do is they ought to actually talk to people who carry a gun. You see, I don't carry a gun to kill anybody. I carry a gun to keep from being killed or injured. It's that simple. When I carry a gun, when I go out, I am not going out thinking, oh, I hope I get mugged. I'm not going out thinking, oh, I hope somebody tries to knife me while I'm out. I don't want any trouble. However, the other thing I don't want is I don't want to have trouble present itself to me and me be standing there going, wow, I wish I had a gun. Because that is the force equalizer. Now, for some people, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. And, you know, we're going to talk about them. One thing that I am noticing is that amongst these anti-gunners, as what they say becomes more and more outrageous, the mainstream media, and when I say the mainstream media, I don't mean MSNBC and everything, but things like National Review Online and Townhall.com and DailyCaller.com, they're starting to pick up on this really fast. Really fast. Not so much so with the mainstream media stuff, because that's not something they want to carry. But I noticed something the other day. Somebody sent me something in Facebook. I think it was last week when I talked about the alert that had gone out about ISIS using social media to target soldiers in their homes and their families in their homes. And that made it to Fox News yesterday. And everybody's sending that to me and on Facebook. Did you see this? Did you see this? Yeah, I talked about it about 9 days ago. So that, all of these things that come up, some of them have to go through filters, but one of the things that are coming up that is making it faster to general conservative media is some of the stuff the anti-gunners are saying, and we talked about them yesterday, we're going to talk about them today, simply because they're advocating violence. Which is something I don't do. I don't advocate violence. I train for violence. I don't like it. But I do like bicycles and climbing mountains. And, you know, everything in life has an element of danger to it if you're living it. If you're living it. And this whole thing about premature death and everything, only focusing in on the guns. What about these people who are trying to live life and they cut their lives short? Do they matter? Because if you or one of your loved ones dies, no matter how it happens, it's going to be trauma time. And you're going to spend a long time trying to get over that. You may never get over that, whether it's falling off a mountain or being shot. So it'd be nice if they would pay attention and try to figure out how to stop premature death. I've decided to stop premature death by not going to doctors I don't trust. One of the ninjas, Dr. Fred, I bounce off of him first before I do anything else. I trust Dr. Fred. We'll be right back. on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Newsflash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, speaking. Welcome back.
Already coming in. Oh, and it's rising at the back of your mind.
Coming to you live from the Frog League Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Do you guys have Twitter accounts? I have a Twitter account. I very rarely use it, but I like to see what people like to tweet. especially some of those Moms Demand followers, which a surprising number of them are male. I would have thought that would have been, they would have discriminated against the males because they're not moms. But here's a, and I have no idea the gender of this Twitter user, going by the moniker Little Black Dog, they tweeted on September 13th, "You see a gun filth waving its penis substitute, exit, call police, armed robbery in progress." Or Joe Villa, "I see you open carry with a gun in public. I'm calling the cops. Psycho, behaving erratic. Make your day." Yeah. Translation, for those of us who actually can contain ourselves and control ourselves and we're literate, translation, all of that, the whole premise behind this is the law be damned. Exercise your rights under the law, and I'm going to threaten your life. I'm going to do something, or I'm advocating something happen to threaten your life. Now, this coming from Charles Cook out of the National Review Online. One thing about this, all of these are either tweets or their comments on the Moms Demand Action's Facebook page. And none of these are coming from the leadership of Moms Demand Action, from any of the key players of Moms Demand Action, but they're not stepping in and saying, "Why are you advocating violence? We're trying to tamp down the violence." Now, not everybody that comments on the Moms Demand Action Facebook page is egregious. The lion's share of the commenters are somewhat cordial and harmless, you know. Nothing more than law-abiding Americans participating in civil society. There are peaceful promises not to shop at Target or Kroger or Chili's unless those businesses explicitly prohibit customers from bringing their firearms in with them. There are very emotional but idle suggestions that anybody who wishes to carry a gun in public must have something seriously wrong with him. And there are the usual claims, the usual ignorant claims that shootings in America are on the increase, which that's not true. But every 20 comments or so, you can see what I just described to you. Reacting to a photograph of a man standing at a checkout with a handgun holstered upon his hip, Mom Who Demands Action Joyce Ward asks, "Why weren't the police called immediately? And why wasn't he shot by the police for having a weapon?" Fellow poster Lisa Logan Shaheen has a similar inquiry, wondering, "Why hasn't someone called 911 so the cops can gun him down?" Others go a little bit further, proposing that they might help their cause along if they were actively to bring about an altercation. Jennifer Decker, "Every time I see someone with a gun in the store, I will call 911. They'll get tired of that right quick." We quoted her yesterday. And for Anne Marie, that plan is too limited even for her. "Just call the police every time you see someone with one. The police will get sick of it eventually or have a run in with one of these clowns and then things will change." Now notice, that particular incident where that happened, I believe happened in Arizona, and that was actually Dean Weingarten. And Dean is he's a little older than me, and yes, he was carrying a handgun on his hip, and in Arizona, it's legal to do so. So what they're suggesting here, and for some of the, you know, this is the kind of weak-minded, compulsive blurting that you see with these people that are so so compulsive. They just can't stop themselves. I wonder, somebody drives through a mud puddle and splashes water on them on a rainy day. If they would advocate, every time I see somebody driving a car around a puddle, I'm going to call the police. Say, a madman in a car. Perfectly lawful to drive a car. Not a right to drive a car, but perfectly lawful to drive a car. But they're basically looking at the, you know, they're not taking into consideration what is the law. And they want to use the police as their execution squad. They make reference to the Beaver Creek Walmart shooting, and while a couple of people say it's because he was black, those same people are not saying, and that was an aberration that happened that way. They're not saying that, because what happened at that Beaver Creek Walmart was exactly what they advocate should happen. That guy got swatted. I don't care if he's black, white, or plaid. He wasn't breaking the law. They will not let facts get in the way of a good wine. So, and I mean whine. But what happened to Crawford should serve as a warning to the malcontents, not as an encouragement. The guy at Beaver Creek was John Crawford III, and he was killed, to borrow a phrase from Lisa McLogan Shaheen, a fellow shopper. He was killed because a fellow shopper called 911 so the cops could gun him down. If you were to take the phone call and sync it with the video and sync that with a screenshot of that suggestion, that would be an award-winning film. Some of the claims was that he was pointing the air rifle at customers, which he wasn't. He was going to buy it, maybe. There's some people in Moms Demand Action, I'm sure, and GunFreeZone.net, that are really, first, they're misinformed. Second, they think that this is the way to go to stop some of these bad things, these premature deaths that I so lament myself. They're wrong because they think what they advocate would do that. But the other part of, they're flirting with disaster here. In the same, I mean, Joe Biden got out there and said, just get a shotgun. Shoot through the door. Somebody did that, arrested, flirting with disaster. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. In Arkansas, recently a real estate agent named Beverly Carter was kidnapped and murdered. And I've often wondered about this particular profession because predominantly most realtors are female, from what I see, okay? They may work at an agency that may be owned by a male, but most of the real estate agents that I've ever seen out there, and I don't deal with them on a daily basis, so I may be wrong about this, but they're female. Also, when they set up to show a house, they're doing it alone, they're meeting somebody there, they go into the house, they're off the street. I've always thought that's sort of a soft target. Ms. Carter, suspected killer Aaron Lewis, reportedly targeted Carter because she was just a woman that worked alone. This all happened in September during Realtor Safety Month for the National Association of Realtors. This has had a consequence of rattling the realtors in Arkansas especially hard. And concealed carry instructor Carla Wells has decided to offer a class specifically geared towards local female realtors. She writes, when Beverly was kidnapped and killed, then I thought that would be the time to talk to the local agents. Ms. Wells has been teaching for nearly 5 years. Her upcoming class is geared towards women. She served in the military, but most importantly, she said she wants female realtors to feel protected. She said, women in general need to know how to clear the gun and fix any stoppages on their own and in a hurry. Your life counts on it. This has rattled people that do this for a living industry-wide. Not only is this happening, people have noticed this as far away as Utah in the real estate business, and agents are beginning to consider getting concealed weapons permits, and I think you guys should. I think you guys should. How do you know? I mean, it's a really simple process. If somebody like this Aaron Lewis wants to do this, all he has to do is call a real estate company, have an address that they've got listed, say they like to see the house, and they get met. 99% of the time, I think, by a female, alone, in a house, enclosed. I've always thought that was a recipe for disaster. When I bought my house, I asked my realtor, do you carry a gun? Even the mayor in that area, Clearfield, Arkansas, Mark Shepard, he's organizing an effort to put together a basic firearm course for real estate agents. The effort by Shepard, who's also the president of the Northern Wasatch Realtors Association and owner of REMAX Unlimited in Layton, is in direct response to the murder of Beverly Carter, who she was killed last week. After going to show a home, they found her body in a shallow grave on this past Tuesday. Shepard said this story has hit home with a lot of agents. He's working with officials on a program they call an indoor shooting range in Layton called Get Some Guns. He wants to provide his colleagues with gun safety instruction. There are some real estate agents who have taken firearm self-defense classes, but it's been sort of few and far between. And Shepard believes now is the time for agents to receive training or refresher training when it comes to firearm safety. Supporters of gun control have been very quick to downplay this killing, pointing it out as an isolated incident, and to a point, they are a little bit correct. But Beverly Carter didn't deserve to end up in a shallow grave for doing her job. And all we know is we know who the guy is that killed her. We know where he killed her. And they probably know how he killed her. But you know what Beverly Carter's family gets to consider for the rest of their lives? Do you know what the colleagues of Beverly Carter get to consider for the rest of their lives that really knew her? How terrifying her last moments must have been. You cannot help but feel a sense of outrage when you think about anybody, but in this case, Beverly Carter, showing up, trying to do her job, trying to sell a house, trying to make a lawful, honest living, and this was all a sham to get her alone in a house to kill her. And everybody that loved her gets this in the back of their mind. That's in the back of their mind. What must that have been like for her in those last final moments? You know, whenever you hear about somebody murdered, I never hear anybody saying how awful it must be to be a murder victim when you realize that this is it. It's done. You're going to die. And then when it begins, maybe you're going to get shot. Maybe you're going to get strangled. Maybe you're going to get bludgeoned to death. It's going to be brutal. It's going to be terrifying for the average individual to go through. And nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about that. And the gun control people come out saying that this is an isolated incident. I do hope so. But that doesn't mean that Beverly Carter should not have had a means to protect herself. And that doesn't mean that everybody else that's left shouldn't learn from this and take the means to protect themselves with them when they go to show a house. And if they're showing a house to a nice nuclear family and everything, they have nothing to fear. But they don't know till they get there. There's enough danger in the profession that there's actually a cottage industry of real estate real estate agent security consultants to educate agents to the specific threats and threat mitigation strategy in the industry. And according to one consultant, there's been at least 6 attacks on realtors this year prior to Carter's murder, including a rape. It is a opportunistic crime that can be made to happen. Now, whether you're a man or woman, like one of my ninjas in here, D. Corzo, he's a real estate agent. I wouldn't even try to shake his hand hard. I mean, D. Corzo's sort of a formidable younger fella. CrossFit guy, martial art guy, gun guy. In other words, guy you don't want to mess with. Beverly Carter wasn't. And for those that are not like my man Dan, they should have some sort of a force equalizer. It's bad enough in this world today, the risks we take. If we can mitigate the risk, we should do it. No matter what the gun grabbers want to say. I don't care how isolated they think it is. This is an industry that, they operate alone with strangers in an enclosed area. And with the wrong stranger, you have another Beverly Carter. But if you know somebody in that business, if you're in that business, take the steps. If you don't have to use it, great. Much better than needing it if you do have to use it. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Coming up next hour, Bob Owens, BearingArms.com. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. I like music, but unfortunately I have no sense of creating it. Because if I did, I would take that song, The Land Down Under by Men at Work, and I would redo the lyrics, and I would call it The Land of McCarthy, because there's probably more you can do with McCarthy in a lyric than Emmanuel. But that would be about Chicago. In Chicago, there was a court ruling. See, one of the things about Illinois, you have to take an enormous amount of run-up to getting a concealed carry permit, including training. And for the people of Chicago, you know, people that live in big cities, a lot of them don't own cars. So if a Chicago resident wants to go get a permit, and you have to take a two-day class in Chicago for some stupid reason, but if no car, wouldn't it be a good idea if they had some sort of training facility, which is mandated they have to go to one, in Chicago? Now, in Chicago, they had banned all firing ranges within the city limits. And that's because the powers that be, McCarthy, Emmanuel, and a whole bunch of yes men, detest everything related to firearms. And every encumbrance they could put in place, they just laid it there. But the court took issue with that, and they ruled that the Second Amendment protected gun ranges as well as gun owners. Gun commerce is perfectly legal. So Chicago quickly came up with a new law that allowed gun ranges, but banned them from 90% of the city for public safety reasons. And we're going to see this in D.C. That same court looked at what Chicago was doing, because Chicago, getting out there and ruling that all but 10% of the city is off limits, and then making the rules so hard for somebody to open a business to where it is financially not feasible, that's not complying with the court ruling. So yesterday there was another court ruling. The other day. And that court further smacked down Chicago's attempt to infringe on the rights of its citizens by striking that down as well. The latest court ruling was based on a direct challenge to the law, which was brought by the Illinois State Rifle Association, along with other residents. I think we probably should go get those guys. that run the Illinois State Rifle Association and sprinkle them throughout all of the Second Amendment organizations nationally, because they've been doing a lot of work. And they've been having to fight the fight daily. Now, on the matter of banning gun ranges from 90% of the city, the court had the following to say. Here, the city fails to justify its ordinance restricting firing ranges to manufacturing districts only. Patty Scudiero testified that the manufacturing district ordinance is imposed primarily to avoid two secondary effects associated with the health, safety, and general welfare of Chicago residents. Specifically, firing ranges attract thieves wanting to steal firearms, and two, lead-contaminated air released outside a firing range and left unmanaged can contaminate waterways and pose hazards to people if the range is located in a populated area. While these are undoubtedly important governmental interests, see United States versus Salerno. The city has not sufficiently substantiated a connection between these interests and the ordinance. Kevin Johnson of the Chicago Police Department testified that the presence of weapons and ammunition inherently endangers public safety. However, both he and Scudiero admitted that they had no data or empirical evidence that any criminal impact would occur due to the presence of a firing range, or that it would be lessened by placing ranges in manufacturing districts. The city did provide a list of 16 instances of thefts from gun stores and firing ranges around the country since 2010. It provided no rationale tending to demonstrate that placement within a manufacturing district would preclude theft or reduce criminal impact. Additionally, plaintiff's expert Lauren Kramer testified that he was unaware of any location throughout the country where crime increased as a result of a gun range in that location. In short, the court called BS on the city of Chicago's opinion. They tried to argue that gun ranges are dirty and dangerous, but failed to provide any single scrap of evidence to support their claim. They tried to bluff their way past the judge, and the judge wasn't having any of it. On the other points of the ordinance, specifically the requirements for bulletproof doors and improved ventilation systems, the judge ruled that those restrictions were constitutional. Ventilation systems are part and parcel of these things nowadays. There have been people that own these ranges that didn't have them, that got COPD from inhaling the lead and died as a result. I knew one. And now the impact area of the ranges are much more technologically advanced. The judge also ruled that banning minors from firing ranges was constitutional, since minors don't have any rights, but there may be grounds for appeal on that matter. Altogether, this was sort of a win. And the arguments of the Chicago city government, once again, have no basis in fact. I don't even know how they would know that, because they've never had these before. Or if they had them, it was a long time ago. I don't know about in Illinois, but if you go into a gun shop where I live, and I've been in gun shops in other states, you go into the gun shop, everybody that works in the gun shop is carrying a gun. Most of the time when a gun shop is robbed, it's when it's closed. And most of the time it's sort of a smash and grab operation, because gun shops have to be fairly heavily secured. Most gun shop dealers that I know, if you look around the perimeter of their shop, you're going to see a bunch of safes. These are not for sale. They take the guns out of the cases and stick them in the safes when they close up every day. It's a rearrangement. So, you know, the now we're about to see the same thing in D.C. In D.C., it has been ruled by a court that there are no mechanism at all for any sort of concealed carry or any sort of personal carrying of weapons was unconstitutional. So they put together a May issue program where nobody's going to qualify. So just like Chicago, D.C., is trying to be smarter than the judge. And Alan Gura has already, he's already filed a motion for the law that they voted for, the May issue law that they have voted for and ratified, to not be put in effect. He wants to stay on the law being put into effect, and he wants the judge to go back after them. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. These guys get out here. They, if a judge says something in their favor, oh my gosh. But if a judge says something on the side of civil rights and constitutional rights and God-given rights, well, they got to find a way, a workaround. It's quite disingenuous, really. And people that vote, I don't know anybody that lives in D.C., but I would be fascinated to talk to just your average D.C. citizen and ask them, did you vote for Vincent Gray and for anybody on that council? And if they say yes, then I'm going to ask, why? They don't trust you. There's no way for them to trust you. One of their caveats I've got in D.C. is you can't be within a certain distance of a motorcade. Well, the motorcade is moving. Are there going to be announcements that the motorcade is coming through? How are you going to know that? It doesn't really matter because they're not going to issue any permits to any regular people. All of the cronies and the well-connected within D.C., they'll get them, and they'll be above the law. They probably carry guns already. So they'll be way above the law. But I'm glad to see. It shouldn't take the courts to do this, but these municipalities that get told to do this, they need to just go ahead and comply. They need to just go ahead and comply. I don't care if it's the land of McCarthy or the land of Gray. Just comply. Or get slapped around some more. It's funny. It's great amusement for me. Coming up next, Bob Owens, BearingArms.com on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.